We've been talking about what the Bible says about faith confession. What is the role of action in faith confession? Let's talk more about it today.
Coming to you from the radio studios of Souls Harbor Covenant Church in Miami, Florida, USA, this is Walking in Power, a dynamic life application Bible study with Bern Zumpano, anointed author and teacher of authentic Christian doctrine. Bern Zumpano's spirit-filled teachings on practical Christianity have touched and transformed the lives of many people who have opened their hearts to God's Holy Spirit as a result of Bern's instructional teaching. Bern shows us how Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and how He can change your life and circumstances. We invite you now to listen in with family and friends as Bern discusses Christian issues and answers that will teach you to walk in the power and the knowledge of God through the Holy Spirit. And now, here's Bern.
Thank you, Glenn. Before we get started, let's pray. Father, on behalf of all of the people of Souls Harbor Church and all Christians worldwide, I come together in agreement, firstly speaking our voice of thanks, praise, glory, honor, exaltation, and majesty to your holy name, to all of the men of the earth and to the ends of the world. Anoint the people worldwide with eyes to see and ears to hear. We agree that all demonic scales are broken off of their spiritual eyes and ears, and that they will see and hear with the eyes and ears of your Holy Spirit. By the Spirit of power and might of your Holy Spirit, we call a clear, wide, open, unobstructed path cut to the heart, mind, soul, and spirit of every person listening, and to every man upon this earth, and agree that you will shine your light and truth upon them and into them. We agree for and call in, by faith, the greatest spiritual end-time harvest that the world has ever seen. Also in agreement, we bind Satan, the prince of the power of the air, the princes of the north, south, east, and west, all principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, wicked spirits in high places, all territorial spirits everywhere, all ruler spirits over all communities and peoples worldwide, all spirits above, around, and below them, all spirits of antichrist, lies, deception, religion, witchcraft, python, unbelief, doubt, divination, all spirits of harm or immorality of any kind, all spirits of opposition, hindrance, interference, and obstruction, destruction, murder, theft, the Jezebel spirit, the Ahab spirit, the Absalom spirit, all spirits of slander, scandal, rumor, libel, defamation, maligning, derision, opinionated spirits, rumor and gossip, accusations, and false accusations, along with all of their physical and psychic attacks, assignments, and operations. We loose all the peoples everywhere from such activities, assignments, and attacks and operations, and call their strongholds down and destroyed, canceled, made null and void, cursed and destroyed at their roots, never more manifested or come to pass, rendered of no effect, judged, spoiled, and never seated, and decree any and all retaliation, revenge, or getting even permanently, immediately, completely, and continually forbidden, all in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. And in the authority of His name, Father, this is our faith confession, and we believe that we receive, and the saints said in agreement, Amen.
Greetings to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, and friends of our radio listening audience. Welcome to our worldwide Bible study, where we have been talking over the past several sessions about faith confession. Bible says that faith confession brings possession. That is, we are to confess our needs in faith, present tense. I believe I am healed in Christ Jesus' name. My Lord provides all of my needs according to His riches and glory in Christ Jesus' name. Because Proverbs 18:21 says, life and death are in the power of the tongue, and those who engage it will eat the fruit thereof. Well, fruit comes from seed. And we said in our previous broadcast that the power of the tongue is to release seed. And the seed released by the power of the tongue are faith-filled words, words backed by faith, which the Scripture in the New Testament refers to as spirituals. Yes, because of the fact that words themselves are spiritual. And when backed by faith, they produce life or death. Proverbs 18:21 says, life and death are in the power of the tongue, and those who engage it will eat the fruit thereof. And so, We can put faith in the negative, and that will fulfill the law of sin and death comes. Not just physical death, but death to your circumstances, death to your projects, death to your health, death to your relationships, death to your marriage. Because confessing the negative is putting faith in the negative. Confessing fear does the same thing, because fear is nothing more than negative faith. And so, life and death are in the power of the tongue. Mark 11:23 says, if you speak to the mountain and you say to the mountain, be uprooted and cast into the sea, believing without doubt in your heart, you will have whatsoever you say. That's what the scripture says about the creative use of the tongue. And it applies to the negative as well as to the positive. Faith-filled words fulfill the law of the Spirit of life in Christ, which is the law of grace. Fear-filled words fulfill the law of sin and death. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ and the law of sin and death are discussed in Romans chapter 7 and 8. Now, there is a principle which every Christian needs to know and understand when using faith confession, and that is how to apply faith confession. Faith confession operates through the laws of the kingdom. And there are three laws of the kingdom which every Christian needs to know. The first is that the kingdom is granted by grace. That is, God's favor and love and power toward you, which you or I cannot earn or deserve. In other words, God gives us his love and favor, not because of what we do, but because of who he is. And so, the first law of the kingdom is the kingdom is granted by grace. The second law of the kingdom is that the kingdom is taken possession of or appropriated by faith. And faith is trust on Christ. The kingdom is taken possession of by faith. The third law of the kingdom is the kingdom is demonstrated by action. So in other words, if you want to see the manifestation of the kingdom of God in your life, personally or here on the earth, you must take an action first, backing that action by faith. So if you want to see answer to prayer, you must pray first. If you want to see healing, you must lay hands first, because healing in Scripture is by the laying on of hands. If you want to see prophecy fulfilled, you must prophesy first. And in order to do that, you must have the gift of prophecy, which is part of the baptism in the Holy Spirit. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it will be opened unto you. And so, what we are learning is that we must demonstrate the kingdom by action. Now, how about faith confession as an action? If you want to see faith confession realize in your life, the faith-filled words you confess over your circumstances to change your circumstances, number one, it must be in line with God's word and God's will, which are his promises. And there are over 800 promises in the Bible for you and me. And how do you find them? Every time you see the word if in the scripture, in any verse, God follows it with a promise. And you can appropriate or take possession of that for your personal life and confess it over your circumstances. And you can confess any need you have, any legitimate need you have, by faith, using present tense, okay, not future, like God will provide all of my needs according to his riches and glory, because if you say he will, you're putting it off into the future. It's not going to manifest, because words are spiritual, okay? It'll always be expected in the future, and that is not faith confession. But if you say God fulfills all of my needs, present tense, according to his riches and glory, or God meets all of my needs, then you're using present tense. That applies to your present situation, because words are spiritual again. And what that does in turn is it causes the manifestation in the now. So Hebrews 4:14 says, hold fast your profession of faith. But the word profession in the Greek of the New Testament and the word confession are one and the same. And so what it is saying is hold fast your confession of faith. In other words, keep confessing it until you see the manifestation. So what we are saying is that faith confession has to be combined with action, okay? And that action is what manifests the kingdom, because the third law of the kingdom is the kingdom is demonstrated by action. So the three laws of the kingdom are manifesting the kingdom of God in your personal life or on earth are: one, the kingdom is granted by grace; two, the kingdom is taken possession of by faith, that is, it is appropriated by faith; and the third law of the kingdom is the kingdom is demonstrated by action. Now, let's look at James chapter 2, verse 14, 17, and 18. And listen to what it says. What does it profit, my brothers, though a man say he has faith and have not works? Can faith save him? Even so, faith, if it has not works, is dead, being alone. Yes, a man may say, yes, have faith, and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. Now, what is James saying here by the Holy Spirit? Is he saying that to be saved, that you have to be saved by both faith and works? Absolutely not. Why? Because the way of salvation is firmly established in the book of Romans, where the Holy Spirit, through Paul, says you are saved by faith alone. Well then, what does James mean when he says faith without works is dead? What he is saying is that if you have a living faith and you have works which are evident to all as good works, works of the kingdom, what he is saying is that those works are the testimony that your faith is alive, because it is your faith that is producing those works. So there is no contradiction between Romans 4, where Paul says you are saved by faith alone, and James 2:17 that says faith without works is dead. No, you must understand the context in which works is being used, you see? Now, the real understanding comes when you understand that the word works really refers to action. And if you substitute the word action for works, you can better understand what James is saying and what he is trying to express. So in James 2:17, if we do that, we read, even so faith, if it has not action, is dead, being alone. Yes, a man may say, you have faith, and I have action. Show me your faith without your action, and I will show you my faith by my action. Say, now that makes it more understandable, doesn't it? Yes, it does. And so, what we understand, therefore, is that we have to have an action related to our faith and our faith confession, and that is to release the words into the atmosphere aloud, confess aloud, release the words, because words are spiritual, and that means they find their target. Say, now, if we understand these things, then we understand the parable of the sower. In the Gospel of Mark, we read, the sower sows the seed. Now there, the sower refers to the Holy Spirit. But Jesus said, the things that I do, you will do, and greater, for I go to the Father. Now what that means, of course, is that we also are to sow seed. That's why Proverbs 18:21 says, life and death are in the power of the tongue. And Mark 11:23 says, if you speak to the mountain and you say to the mountain, be uprooted and cast into the sea, believing without doubt, you will have whatsoever you say. Did you hear that? You will have whatsoever you say. See, the scripture tells us that your world is formed by your words. What we live out are not just circumstances that God creates around us to teach us, make us, mold us, form us, and break us into His image and likeness. It also is a consequence of what we say. So, if that's really true, and it is because the Word of God is true, Scripture says God is not a man that he should lie, and let God be true and every man a liar, and regarding the Bible itself, all Scripture is God-breathed, that is, written by the Holy Spirit through the minds of the apostles and prophets under divine possession. If we understand that, and we act on the Word, then we see the kingdom manifest because the kingdom is manifest through action. Third law of the kingdom. The kingdom is demonstrated by action. Now, if we understand that the sower sows the seed and you are the sower, that means you have to release faith-filled words. That's your action. And that creates manifestation when it's in line with God's will and God's word. Now, there are three kingdom laws regarding the seed, that is, faith-filled words. Genesis says the seed is in itself. In other words, the happening is in the seed. What you faith confess is in the seed, as long as it's in line with God's word, which is His will. So, the seed is in itself. The second law regarding the seed in Genesis is every seed reproduces after its own kind. And the third law regarding seed is that there is seed time and harvest. And guess what? It's the seed that determines the harvest. See? But seed has to be watered. You don't just say it once and forget about it. You have to keep confessing it. Hebrews 4:14, hold fast your confession of faith. Because faith works as a seed, if you understand that. Faith works as a seed. So you must say it. See, the way to plant it is to say it. The way to water it is to say it. The way to harvest it is to say it. You are planting the promises of God in your life because the life is in that promise, in that seed itself. The seed is in itself. See, all that the mustard tree will ever be is in the seed. All that the beautiful rose planted in your garden will ever be is in the seed first. So you must have an action, and that action must be to faith confess to possess what you're confessing. It must be to continue on in faith until you see the manifestation. In other words, act on the word. Not on someone else's faith and what they say, but what you say about yourself, what you say about your circumstances, what you say about what God does or is going to do. Act on the word. Notice that Scripture says, give and it will be given unto you. The action that demonstrates the kingdom is to give. If you don't, you don't get. And so, it's necessary to have faith confession over your life and circumstances in order for you to receive from the kingdom and in order for you to see the kingdom manifest in your life. Now watch this. The sower, who is you, sows the seed. What is that? Faith-filled words. Scripture says, you shall have whatsoever you say, which means to sow. It says, life and death are in the power of the tongue. So, you sow what you say, and you say what you sow. So in Mark 11:23, where it says, speak to the mountain, if you say to the mountain, be uprooted and cast into the sea, believing without doubt you will have whatsoever you say, substitute the word sow for say, because when you speak, you are sowing into the kingdom. The words are interchangeable. So then, Mark 11:23 says, if you sow to the mountain, that is to your circumstance, what do you sow? Faith-filled words. If you sow to the mountain your circumstances and you say to the mountain, be uprooted and cast into the sea, you will have whatsoever you sow. Now, doesn't that line up with Proverbs 18:21? Life and death are in the power of the tongue. Of course it does. You will have whatsoever you say. You will have whatsoever you sow. In other words, when a farmer plants his seed, doesn't he get what he sows? God says, I have made myself known through my creation. When the farmer plants corn, does he get pumpkin? No, he gets corn. When the farmer plants wheat, does he get beans? No, he gets wheat. That's why the scripture says, you shall have whatsoever you say. And so, our confessing is the action, the third part of the kingdom, the third law of the kingdom manifestation that is necessary to see faith confession realize. Otherwise, faith confession doesn't realize in our life. It doesn't actualize. We don't see the results. So the kingdom is granted by grace, taken possession of by faith, demonstrated by action. And that applies to faith confession. We must have an action, which is to confess and release into the atmosphere faith-filled words, which are seed. The happening is in the seed. That's why prayer is answered. That's why prophecy comes true. And that's how the kingdom operates. Now, when you do these things and you are a spirit-filled Christian, guess what? You are walking in the supernatural, and that's the way God calls you to walk. And you are manifesting the kingdom in your personal life through the creative use of words backed by faith. That's what God expects of you and me. That's why a true Christian walks in the supernatural and not in the natural. And as long as you are walking in the supernatural and confessing supernatural things in line with God's word, they will manifest in your life, and they will change your circumstances. See, you don't always have to live according to what you've experienced in the past, thinking that things are always going to be this way. No, God has greater for you. In Luke 17:6, it says, "And the Lord said, if you had faith as a grain of a mustard seed, you might say to this sycamore tree, be you plucked up by the root and be you planted in the sea, and it should obey you." Did you get that message? What is Jesus saying? He's saying your circumstances should obey you. But notice what the qualification for that happening is. Let's read it again. "And the Lord said, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, and you say to this sycamore tree, be you plucked up by the root and be you planted in the sea, it should obey you." When should it obey you? When you say, this verse says. Luke 17:6. Your circumstances should obey you. So you can change your circumstances by faith confession in line with God's word, which is his will. God wants you to succeed. It's just a matter of operating in kingdom principles according to kingdom laws. And then you see the things change because you are planting seed, and that fulfills the law of seed time and harvest. You can't have a harvest unless you plant seed first. And the harvest in change of circumstances is received by confessing by faith the changes that you need to see. God does the rest. Let me ask you a question. Are you in the kingdom that you may operate in kingdom principles? And if you are not, isn't it good to? Wouldn't you like to? Why not? Doesn't Jesus Christ have a way out for you and your circumstances? Scripture says, there is no pit so deep that God cannot reach down and lift you out. Doesn't matter what your circumstances are. God can change those things when you get in line with his word and start faith confessing what God does for you and what he will do for you. Yes, God loves you unconditionally, not based on your performance. And he sent his only son, the Lord Christ Jesus, one with the Father, to manifest the kingdom in you and to save you. Will you not receive him today by inviting him into your heart? He will prove to you that he is real. He will change you and your circumstances for the better and prove to you that He is real. And today is as good a day as any to receive Christ, who will take your sins from you and cleanse you of them and change you over time. I invite you to receive Jesus Christ into your heart right now by praying this prayer aloud.
Say, Lord Jesus Christ, I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. I repent of my sins, all of them. I turn from them by my own free will. I renounce them. I ask your forgiveness. I invite you into my heart now to be Lord and Savior. That is, to lead me through life and save me. I confess you before men as the resurrected Christ. Come into me now, Lord Jesus Christ. I receive you by trusting faith and faith alone. Amen.
Now, if you prayed that prayer, get yourself into a Bible-believing, Spirit-filled, non-denominational church. Get water baptized by immersion, Holy Spirit baptized by those who have the baptism in the Holy Spirit, which will give you the power to walk the faith walk. Get into Christian community where they will teach you the Word of God. And I promise you, my friend, you will never again be the same, because the evidence that Jesus Christ is real is the proof of changed lives by the millions worldwide. God bless you, and God willing, talk to you next week.
This program was brought to you by the volunteers of the International Radio Ministry of Souls Harbor Covenant Church, Miami, Florida, USA. We desire that this broadcast become a spiritual nourishment and blessing to you. There's a lot of Christian entertainment and testimony activity on TV and radio worldwide, but there's a greater need for instruction in the Word and the ways of God. Our desire is to help fill that need. If this program has been a blessing to you and others, you may wish to become a contributor to this ministry as you feel led by the Holy Spirit. Your contribution in the form of an international money order or personal check stateside would be greatly appreciated to carry on God's work and to keep us on the air. If you can't afford to support us financially, please be our covenant partner through your prayer support. Pray that our mission will be carried out according to God's will as we carry out His command that our voice go into all the earth and our words to the end of the world. We pray that this program is a blessing to you and that you'll tell others about us. Burns' classic and timeless Bible teachings given over many years past are highly anointed and are now available on cassette tapes, along with his books and other ministry materials that teach the believer to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. We want to hear from you. Write us or send us a postcard with a clear return address requesting our catalog or making your comments. Our address is Walking in Power, P.O. Box 161322, Miami, Florida, USA 33176. Or for telephone orders using your credit card, call toll-free 1-888-273-WORD. That's 1-888-273-9673. Until next week, we remind you that the Bible tells us that there is no salvation apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, and that there is no other name under heaven by which we can be saved from our sins. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and as a living person, willing and able to get involved in your life, shouldn't you? Invite Him into your heart today to be Lord and Savior, and receive Him by a trusting faith alone. If you want to know more about the necessity of being saved, write us. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We hope you'll tune in next week at this same time as we bring you more of the Holy Spirit's timely Bible teachings through Bern Zumpano. Until then, God bless you and keep you in His love. Walking in Power is a production of United Ministries International.